Good morning. Welcome to the November 2023 Ohio Bar Admissions Ceremony. I am Chief Justice Sharon Kennedy, and it is my honor to preside today and welcome you on behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio as new colleagues to the bar. Please recognize Justice Patrick Fisher, Justice Patrick DeWine, Justice Michael Donnelly, Justice Melody Stewart. Justice Jennifer Bruner is unable to be with us this morning, and the newest justice, Justice Joseph Dieters. We congratulate all of you on passing the bar exam. This is a culmination of 20 years or more of formal education. Your education will continue every day of your professional life. But today is a time to celebrate this milestone, the sacrifices and the accomplishment for you, your family, and all who have supported you along this journey. Among the 966 aspiring lawyers who sat for the bar exam, 820 took the test for the first time. And those who sit here today, you represent 707 examinees who passed this challenging entrance exam for the profession. Among you, first-time test takers, 80% entered a passing score. Well done. Representing the many law schools that provide excellent training for your future of our profession is Dean Haidir Alahumudi of the University of Cincinnati for remarks on behalf of Ohio Deans.
Thank you, Chief Justice. Welcome, associate members of the Associate Justices of the Ohio Supreme Court, and welcome distinguished guests and treasured family, and the newly admitted or soon to be admitted members of the bar, class of 2023. I wanted first and foremost to congratulate those of you who are about to be admitted. All of us on the stage know what kind of arduous journey it is for you to travel from when the moment that you first think that maybe law school is for you to this moment. We know how difficult that can be. We know the additional challenges that were imposed upon many of you by virtue of the COVID pandemic. And I do hope that you take a moment to reflect and to ponder upon all that you have managed to achieve. This really is a remarkable achievement. It is something, it is an important milestone. And I think sometimes in the hubbub and in the whirlwind of life that consumes us all, we allow these moments to pass. And I hope you don't do that. I hope you take today, if you could take time at lunch and celebrate with family and friends, or maybe leave work a little early or take work off altogether, and just think of what you've been able to achieve, and to congratulate and celebrate yourself for just a moment during this really important milestone. I wanted to just take a moment to tell a story of why I decided to become a lawyer from my childhood and from a moment in another country. And it begins with four knocks on the door. And in that country, at that time, in the middle of the night, when you got those four knocks, it was the Secret Service, and it meant they were coming to take someone away. And they would always come in with their boots on and demand tea, and you'd have to serve it to them and chit-chat. And in this case, they were looking for my 15-year-old cousin. It was someone who I admired. I was 11 years old at the time. Sort of looked at him as an older brother figure. And I had asked my mom at one point why I didn't have his name. And after a few minutes, they said that they wanted him, and my aunt was, of course, pleading. And they said, don't worry, he'll be back before the dawn prayer. It's no problem, we just have a few questions. His body was returned to us 7 years later, and tortured beyond recognition, and only after we paid $400 to pay for the bullets that were used to kill him. And the reason that I tell this story is because after the pain and the anger and the grief, as I was going to high school here at the Columbus Academy, or even as an undergraduate in engineering, one thing that really stuck with me was that this is what happens when there are no rules. This is what happens when there is no process. And this is what happens, most importantly of all, when you don't have a professional group of officers of the court whose job it is to ensure that rules and processes are adhered to. And so even as everyone else sort of had a negative view of lawyers, and certainly in the science and engineering field where I had begun my career, that was the common view, I always had a very positive view. I really think of what we do as an honorable profession. Deep within our professional identity is the ensuring of rule and process and the rule of law. And it doesn't really matter whether or not you're defending a death penalty case or prosecuting one and making sure that the rules are followed, or whether you're challenging a zoning ordinance, or whether you're filling out a 501c3 to help a religious organization get a tax exemption. What you do is extremely important because it helps ensure the rule of law, and by so doing, it serves as the lifeblood of a happy and prosperous and successful, well-functioning society. It's extraordinary in its importance. Trust me, too many people take it for granted, I think. You don't want to live in a society where it doesn't exist, and you don't want to raise your children in a society where it doesn't exist. So again, I want to congratulate all of you for this remarkable achievement. I want to wish for all of you, the newly admitted members of the bar, a lifetime of productive and rewarding service. And I want to welcome you all to this noblest of professions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean. Attorneys and judges rely on the expertise of colleagues throughout their career, and you will too. On behalf of the Ohio State Bar Association, the state's largest professional association of attorneys, please welcome, for some remarks, President-elect Daniel Griffith.
Good morning, an honor to be introduced by the Chief. As she said, my name is Dan Griffith, and I am pleased and honored to represent the Ohio State Bar Association today. We hope that immediately following this ceremony, you and your guests will join us at the Supreme Court for a reception that the OSBA is throwing in your honor. If you haven't seen the Moyer Judicial Center yet, it is a beautiful place to take pictures to remember the day, as the dean suggested we do, meet the justices, some of your new colleagues, and of course, allow us to shower you with some celebratory gifts. Well, speaking of gifts, a few years ago, someone was kind enough to give me a small statue of Lady Justice for my office. I suppose it's the kind of thing that you get for a middle-aged lawyer who already has too many ties. Most of you will be familiar with the image. The robed figure holds scales in one hand, representing the way in which a court is to measure the objective merits of a case. In her other hand, she wields a sword, the tool used to enforce and administer justice. Finally, her eyes are shielded by a blindfold, reminding us that her justice is to be dispensed impartially, without regard for the status or influence of those who stand before her. It seems easy in today's day and age to dismiss images like this as trite or antiquated. Surely we are all reminded on a regular basis of the imperfections which continue to surround our legal system. And it may seem equally old-fashioned that we are gathered here for the express purpose of swearing an oath, a tradition that members of the bar have engaged in for centuries. Why do we bother with these idealistic words and images which can sometimes seem ill-fitted for a cynical modern world? Well, I have a secret for you. Lawyers are idealists. Our legal system remains the envy of the globe because it is the product of attorneys and judges who daily work to suspend their own preferences and bias in an effort to provide peaceful and equitable outcomes. That very same system, yoked in all of its imperfections, has been the very tool used to help break down barriers and usher us all towards the promise of a more perfect union. In our society, it is most often the members of the bar who are called upon to take unpopular positions to protect those who are most vulnerable and guard against the potential tyranny of the majority. Consider the individual who needs competent criminal defense, the excited entrepreneur looking to form a new business, the panicked party who just received a summons for litigation, or the grieving surviving spouse who needs help settling an estate. Our laws are meaningless until and unless professionals use them to connect people with solutions. Chief Justice Warren Burger may have put it best when he observed that, quote, "The entire legal profession has become so mesmerized with the stimulation of the courtroom contests that we tend to forget that we ought to be healers of conflicts. Doctors still retain a high degree of public confidence because they are perceived as healers. Should lawyers not also be healers?" Unquote. That is the real reason that we are here today. Things like Lady Justice and the oath of office risk becoming empty images and words unless you are willing to join the more than 40,000 lawyers here in Ohio who are already daily engaged in breathing life into these aspirations. You must now be the scales of equity. You must be the sword that enforces the court's justice. You must be the blindfold that keeps our system open to all. I am pleased and honored to represent the legions of Ohio attorneys who have already committed their professional lives to this worthwhile endeavor. We know that our efforts will be stronger because you have joined us. Welcome to the bar.
Thank you, Mr. Griffith. And now it is my pleasure to introduce the Honorable Mark Wiest, Chair of the Board Examiners, for a motion.
Thank you, Chief Justice Kennedy. May it please the court, the successful applicants from the July 2023 Ohio Bar Examination are here before the court. They have met all the requirements to take the oath and be admitted to practice. It is my privilege to move the court to admit these applicants to the practice of law in the state of Ohio.
A motion has been made. Are there any objections? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. I now have the honor of administering the oath of office and ask that the admittees please stand and raise your right hand. In the following statement, you may say, swear or affirm to be bound by your oath. I state your name. Hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of Ohio. I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect toward judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations. Please be seated. You have completed your classes, passed the bar, and now you are attorneys. On behalf of the justices of the Supreme Court of Ohio, I am honored to welcome Justice Joseph Dieters to the podium, who will share some perspective from the bench as you enter your professional life as an attorney at law.
On behalf of the justices, let me also congratulate you. This has been the result of a lot of hard work. Abraham Lincoln once wrote to an aspiring lawyer and said, "If you are resolutely determined to make a lawyer of yourself, the thing is more than half already done." But we all know that it was more than just deciding that you wanted to be a lawyer that resulted in you being here today. It was real hard work. It wasn't just the work for preparing for the bar, but for the years of education. Work that included balancing your studies with your commitments to family, friends, and community. So I'm sure after this journey, you're probably ready for me to shut up and so you can walk up here and receive your certificate. But before that happens, let me give you three quick pieces of advice. First, today is the result of a lot of hard work. Celebrate your accomplishments. You are now a member of a rewarding profession. And you are now a member of the bar of the great state of Ohio. And you share a part of history in Ohio with lawyers such as Clarence Darrow, William Howard Taft, and Salmon Chase. So celebrate. And while you're at it, thank your family and friends who have helped you along the way. You should be very proud of this accomplishment. And that leads me to my second piece of advice. Be proud to be a lawyer. It has been written that lawyers are the foot soldiers of the Constitution. Today, you've taken an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Ohio. That oath is serious, and it's an important responsibility. Sometimes the public doesn't hold our profession in esteem. There is a long history of writers and performers denigrating our profession. William Shakespeare said, "The first thing we do, let's kill all the lawyers." Mark Twain said, "A good lawyer knows the law. A clever one takes the judge to lunch." I'm sure you've heard all the lawyer jokes. In the interest of time, I'm not going to repeat them here. Laugh at the jokes, but keep in mind that you are part of a valuable profession, whether you're defending a person accused of a crime, holding the hands of a mother whose child was murdered, helping a family through a difficult divorce, or advising a corporate client about a merger. You are being looked upon as the expert. You are being relied upon. And when you're helping your clients, do so in a way that our profession deserves respect. And lastly, as part of our profession, our responsibility does not stop when you leave the courtroom or the office. Share your talents with your community. For me, that meant serving in public office. For you, it may mean public office, or it may mean doing pro bono work. It can even be as simple as educating school children about the legal profession. As you progress in your career, look for the chance to mentor other young lawyers so that our Ohio bar can continue to thrive. I've had many lawyers in my career that have helped me in the past. My colleagues here on the stage continue to help me to this day. When you serve your clients well, when you give your time and expertise freely to your community, when you demonstrate the importance and value of your unique contributions, those stupid lawyer jokes fall flat. You and your new profession deserve respect. So that's it. That's the end of my advice. Now let's return to the first part of my advice, and that is celebrate. Congratulations and welcome to the Ohio Bar.
Thank you, Justice Dieters. Now, new attorneys, you will be individually recognized to accept your certificate. Please rise one row at a time as you are instructed by the ushers. Follow the usher's hand signal as you approach the stage. Take your time on the stairs. After you receive your certificate, return to your seat using the center stage stairs. Please use the handrails. For audience members, please remain seated. If you're going to get up and take a picture of your loved one, use the side aisles only and keep the center aisles clear for the movement of new attorneys. Thank you. Congratulations.
Rebecca Claire Adams Alexander.
Shelby Adams.
Manette Jean Asta.
Alexander C. Antonopoulos.
Kyle David Baker.
Jonathan Dominic Acebrook.
Jackson Stephen Barker.
Tara Kristen Bailey.
Samuel Adam Beckwith.
Michael Cameron Bishop.
Mark Douglas Brimberry Jr.
Sarah Catherine Brown.
Kathleena Ray Broughton.
Suzanne Christ.
Anna Rebecca Cotter.
Daniel Stephen Ellinger.
September Marie Coyne.
Jessica Antoinette Ernst.
Dustin Theodore Cremians.
Kelsey Ashton Goldsberry.
Lane Allen Daly.
Chelsea Hall.
Tavis Tyrone Deluce Cates.
Ryan Charles Helfrick.
Elizabeth Ann Harley Day.
Kimberly Nicole Kelly.
Samantha Ann Noel Diotley.
Thomas Michael Koopman Jr.
Emily Jane Dillaway.
Grace Ann Marie Coons.
Haley Nicole Del Vieira.
Elizabeth Hope LaDuke.
Ian Andrew Dollenmeyer.
Jacob Alexander Lynch.
Madeline Ann Durinko.
Andrew Paul Markham.
Grace Elizabeth Dunn.
Ian Keyes McNamara.
Maximilian Colby Icky.
Sheena Marie McGee.
Taylor Michael Iwashinka.
Zachary Brandon Metz.
Shelby Nicole Gallagher.
Joseph Hayden Mindendorf.
Lauren Elizabeth Getchy.
Melissa Ray Mullins.
Jason Christopher Helmstedtler.
Jacob Michael Ottaway.
Samuel Harrison Herdman.
Rachel Ann Richardson.
Gregory Kevin Hess.
Tristan Hunter Riley.
Evan Andrew Thomas Hoffman.
Theodore Joseph Roberts.
Tyler David Houston.
Paul Joseph Slater.
Brooke Catherine Howard.
Colin Gregory Threet.
Courtney Page Howard.
Douglas Paul Tumio.
Samuel Lawrence Huffman.
Kristen Ann Wade.
Alexis Kendall Hummer.
Chloe Braganza Altman.
Isabella Ann Jagielski.
Emily Madison Bothrop.
Logan Marshall Kame.
Adriana Grace Berry.
Nathan Ryan Kemmerer.
William Arthur Stevens Beckett.
Ian Steele Kiefer.
Elizabeth Louise Black.
Amanda Catherine Kilway.
Madeline Samantha Blasey.
Michael John Craig.
Hannah Marie Bogart.
Bobby Joe Krakowski.
David Russell Brodsky.
Carolyn August Larman.
Laura Alice Callahan.
Nicole Roberta Leonard.
Cassidy Rose Karstens.
Andrew J. Lichtman.
Bernard Joseph Casis.
Megan Jett Lingle.
Andrew Charles Casper.
Morgan Lee McCracken.
Gabriel Charles Cripe.
Christian Greer McGrory.
Mackenzie Lee Crooks.
Logan Grant Minix.
Anya Elizabeth Dermetko.
Emily Lynn Morrison.
Alexandra Kelly Darnell.
Eric Anthony Parker.
Leah Ann Darple.
Brenna Lynn Parsley.
Stephanie Alicia Darville.
Daniela McGree Proser.
Isabel Charlotte DeMarco.
Oliver Sam Raker.
Morgan Renee Deneen.
Bryce Elton Ramsey.
Tanner Chad Dowdy.
Catherine Irene Reed.
Kaylin Rachel Eli.
Kara Rieger.
Lucas Timothy England.
Kelsey Joe Robinson.
Silver Alex Flight.
Emma Luann Saxby.
Liam Christopher Garrett.
Hunter Thomas Schmidlin.
Sajanli Grace Gavirgis.
Theodore Parker Schwartz II.
Shantaya LaShawn Goddard.
Abby Ray Shefchik.
Alexander James Goldstein.
Sadie Ann Shaheen.
Jenna Marie Graham.
Samantha Lauren Shamhart.
Melvin James Gravely III.
Abby Marie Simmons.
Jeffrey Andrew Gray.
Justin Michael Soltz.
Mark Hunter Hardy.
Shelby Lynn Sprouse.
Kaylee Marie Harris.
James Allen Stamen.
Morgan Ashley Henderson.
Alexander James Strickmaker.
Caroline Rose Henneman.
Emily Diane Zale.
Julia Renee Hinkle.
Riley Michelle Tate.
Nicholas Tracy Moreleja Hoover.
Jennifer Tran.
Bailey Daytona Kalmbach.
Nicole Angela Van Gundy.
Kristen Leanne Kappen.
Kelly Kathleen Wallers.
Nathaniel J. Kinman.
Brianna Renea Wells.
Austin Michael Kontak.
Robert Paul Wisniewski II.
Karina Rose Kuhl.
Catherine Grace Worrell.
Jonathan Lucas Kunkel.
Chloe Nicole Young.
Marissa Ann Carilla.
Jonathan Tyler Abell.
Caitlin Elizabeth Lancaster.
Anthony Emerson Adams.
Zachary William Lemaster.
Olusharlar Phillips Adidiji.
Sarah Jean Leon Hartsberger.
Marcus William Andrews.
Amber Lynn Lewis.
Lila Mohini Apaya.
Miranda Ray Lashie.
Karen Denton Augustine.
John Max Lundberg.
Jacob Winston Avitsian.
Elizabeth Ann Marcelli.
Jessica Elizabeth Bainbridge.
Dana Elizabeth Matthew.
Mary Elizabeth Baker.
Thomas Brendan Matthews.
Nicholas Alexander Baker.
Abigail Reese McAllister.
Jordan Elaine Barnard.
Chase Owen McGarry.
Kendall Keandre Beard.
Sean Anthony Meyer.
Isaac Nathaniel Beller.
Cassidy Ann Michael.
Ashley Jewel Booker.
James Terrence Morrison.
Jordan Mackenzie Bernas.
Patrick Stephen Mullinger.
Vanessa Nia Boddy.
William Allen Murphy.
Sadie Marie Boyer.
Rakaya Nyang.
Madison Kayla Brown.
Ashley Kenya Nakati.
Reagan Lee Brown.
Daniel Timothy O'Connor.
Ellie Margaret Burnett.
Noah Matthew Olson.
Cameron Blake Cantley.
Madison Lee Persinger.
Sarah Kathleen Charlton.
Michaela Kenzie Poole.
Alexa Ray Civitolo.
Paul Gabriel Rando.
Jasmine Crystal Corey.
Kara Nicole Richter.
Millicent Marie Castarella.
Lisa Zoe Rosenoff.
Megan Kylie Cremines.
Megan Lee Severcool.
Morgan Annie Davis.
Shelby Louise Schultz.
Jacob Robert Dean.
Robert Carl Steins III.
Lauren Nicole Diaz.
Cameron Mitchell Stocker.
Michael Alden DiCamillo.
Sarah Marie Stoner.
Bridget Daly Dickens.
Enma Sumata.
Marissa Margaret Diver.
Caitlin Elizabeth Taylor.
Darby O. Dooley.
Casimir Michael Thornberry.
Jordan Lee Elliott.
Margaret Claire Tierney.
Olivia Eileen Faulkner.
Yitzhak Nosen Turan.
Hannah Rachel Firestone.
Ashley Marie Ward.
Taylor Anthony Ford.
Isabel Ellen Weber.
Leanne Erickson Forgrave.
Alexander Daniel Weiser.
John Francis Gainey.
Bailey Elaine Wharton.
Makda Gebra Michael.
Andrew Douglas White.
Rachel Elizabeth Gerke.
Austin Jordan Weishert.
Timothy Charles Geisner.
Michael Eugene Woody.
Shania Goble.
Cassidy Rebecca Zhang.
Lauren Elizabeth Green.
Colton James Abner.
Austin Scott Grimmett.
Benjamin Michael Acebrook.
Jocelyn Grace Grohl.
Terrell Preston Benny.
Rainier Vander Halter Rainey.
Megan Nicole Bosley.
Cecilia Marie Hardy.
Trisha Leela Chatterjee.
Maxwell Christian Harath.
Sandway Chi.
Alicia Herman.
Jake Michael Cropper.
John Michael Hilsheimer.
Justin Tyler Elkin.
James Michael Hinton.
Hannah Fard.
Matthew David Homan.
Victoria Elizabeth Flynn.
Tyler James Hopkins.
Aaron Anthony Gonzalez.
Connor Herrick Judson.
Broderick Michael Hannon.
Shannon Danielle Kaiser.
Brooke Emily Hewitt.
Charlotte Louise Hill Kalfas.
Madison Pauline Holbein.
Matthew Hansen Kerr.
Madeline Ruth Howell.
Luke Matthew Clage.
Trent E. Jones.
Spencer Noel Kluth.
Kayla Shim Jurgens.
Alini Marie Kokalis.
Zachary Ray Kennedy.
Chloe Chi Yu Kuhn.
Olivia Grace Kilby.
Jordan Zachary Kalbarsh.
Elise Lynn Marinen.
Stephen Patrick LeBoy.
Kyle James Martin.
Yushin Lee.
Edward William Mayer III.
Mayra Rose Maccabee.
Allison Sue Miller.
Joshua Allen Magnuson.
Robert Joseph Muma.
Ashton Kimberly Marr.
Madison Elaine Myers.
Nicole Abigail Martin.
Taylor Ann Neal.
Gofran Haydar Miari.
Gregory James Parker.
Taylor Armani McGlitchin.
Adrian E. Perez.
Victoria Faith Melillo.
Brianne Lynn Petrus.
Samantha Renee Mang.
Jade Alexandra Foreman.
Megan Elizabeth Murphy.
Eric Christopher Pop.
Sarah Catherine Meyer.
Mackenzie Faith Reiber.
Sophia Marissa Fremont Padra.
Julian Amanda Roach.
Chloe Faye Palmer.
Michael John Ruffalo.
Megan Nicole Parker.
Maggie Sedmak Shaver.
Ross Alexander Parton.
Benjamin Allen Sorg.
Madison Elizabeth Pemberton.
Harrison Robert Sorm.
Jenna June Pletcher.
Nicholas Robert Taylor.
Mary Catherine Potterbowski.
Sydney Elaine Wirtz.
Casey Cheyenne Redding.
Connor John Zemilski.
Eli Forrest Redfern.
Morgan Shay Cooper.
Natalie Rochelle Reedling.
Abigail Catherine Russell.
Garrett Carl Rethman. Caroline Marie Rice. Natalie Ann Rohrig. Meredith Esther Schwager. Gregory Lawrence Seymour. Chloe Veronica Shepherd. Elena Christine Shepherd. Joseph Anthony Shields. Whitney Simone Smelly. Robert Lee Solomon III. Martha Elizabeth Sora. Amanda Marie Spagler. Paul Robert Stamen. Nicholas Frank Stemmer. Patrick Alexander Stevens. Brianna Nicole Sweeney. Jamie Ann Beeson. Rachel Ann Wojciechek. Cameron George Wade. Nicholas Patrick Waters. Lydia Catherine Wendell. Stephen Mark Whitney. Jason Roars Wilhelm. Sophia Rose Yahna. Sora Yu. Kira Ann Zocker.
Congratulations once again. As new members of the bar, if you are a resident outside one of these counties, Cuyahoga, Franklin, Hamilton, Lucas, Mahoning, Montgomery, or Summit, please consider going home to serve the legal needs of families and the less fortunate in one of the 81 other underrepresented counties across Ohio. 3/4 of Ohio's attorneys in the state serve those 7 largest counties, at least 25% of the remaining lawyers locally representing 6.5 million Ohioans in those 81 other counties. Far too few. We are committed to the partnership and the Rural Practice Initiative. We are attempting to solve part of the attorney gap problem by developing a pipeline of inspired young leaders to go home to serve or to become an attorney like you and serve. The Ohio General Assembly has set aside $1.5 million to help young lawyers serve underrepresented areas. It's called the Rural Practice Initiative. For a commitment of a 5-year service to one of those underrepresented communities, the program is willing to repay $50,000 of your tuition costs. I want to thank the partners of the Rural Practice Initiative, the General Assembly, the Ohio State Bar Association, the Ohio to Access to Justice Foundation, and those in rural Ohio, the Ohio Farm Bureau, 4-H, Future Farmers of America, and many more who are helping others go home and serve the legal needs of their families. As the ceremony comes to a close, join me with a special thanks to Michaela Granson for the sign language interpretation. And now to all of you, the new admittees, it is your opportunity to rise and thank the family and friends who got you here. Thank you to the Ohio Channel for making the program available to those who could not travel here today. For those who are here in person, we invite you to join us a couple of blocks down on Front Street after exiting the theater to go right, then turn left, and visit the Thomas J. Moyer Judicial Center, home of the Supreme Court of Ohio. New lawyers in your packet and on the signs at the Judicial Center, you'll see a QR code. You know what to do with that. When you scan it, you can complete your licensure. Remember, that's the required last step in order to begin practice. That code will also unlock other information about new lawyer training, how to connect with a mentor, to learn about the advantages of a career in rural practice, and there you can watch a recording of today's ceremony. The Ohio State Bar Association will be at the Supreme Court of Ohio to take your picture at the bench and to share information about being connected to the legal community across Ohio. This event would not be possible without the good work of the Attorney Services Division, the Office of Bar Admissions, the Columbus Police Department, and the security staff at the Supreme Court of Ohio. Thank you to the ushers from CAPA, the stage crew, and our marshal, Rodney Tyler. Marshal, please adjourn the court.